Welcome, 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 everyone. This is Sunshine. It is an absolutely beautiful winter day here in the North America area in the U.S. I am in the U.S. And I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your Saturday to join me on Whiplash Talk. Have a lot of exciting things to talk about, but at first, I just want to say thank you to all of those that are reaching out to me and sending me messages and supporting my show. I can't even begin to tell you how much your love and sincerity and generosity have touched me just to the core of my heart. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Each and every one of you means so much to me. The ones that I don't hear from, I still feel you. I still feel your love and your support. I still feel you pulling on me. And thank you for those that have reached out and have made yourself known. You're very, very special to me. And it's a little uncomfortable to put yourself out there when you're going through something that is not clean and pretty. And so I just wanted to lead off with that. It's a good segue into something that's exciting, though. I need you all to grab a pen or grab your phone or grab a calendar. And I need you to mark the show 2 weeks from today. On my show, I am going to have my first guests that have asked to be on the show. They are people that I met when I did a Living Empowered course with Lucia Nicola Evans. And they are putting together a retreat that is going to be incredible. And so my special guests for a portion of the show in 2 weeks will be Lucia and Margie. And both of these people were in the course. Of course, Lucia led the course, but Margie was in the course. And they absolutely are incredible people. And I just wanted to tell you, the next women's retreat they have coming up is in Costa Rica. And it's February 9th through the 20th. It's going to be a beautiful, long retreat. And you have 10 days of authenticity with these ladies and the other ladies that will be on the retreat with you. This one is for ladies, but they also have other things that they do, other courses that include men as well. So I'm not going to share too much about it because they'll be telling you all about it when they are on the show in 2 weeks from now. So please tune in, put it on your calendar. In 2 weeks, they will be joining me on the show to tell you more about what they're doing. So that will be December 21st, Saturday, December 21st at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. Okay, so let me see. There's probably something else I could tell you a little bit about this that might be kind of fun. Your hosts are Lucia and Margie. Lucia's website is Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, Nicola, N-I-C-O-L-A, Evans, E-V-A-N-S, .com. And then you could do /meet Lucia to learn more about her. And then Margie's website is www.sistersurf.com. Both magical, wonderful, beautifully heart-centered women that truly care and love with the deepest of sincerity and tenderness and vulnerability. They just shine really brightly, and I just want to encourage you to tune in and just check in and see if maybe this is your trip, this is your retreat that you're supposed to go on. Okay, so we'll come. I will have them on next 2 weeks from now. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited. Okay, so as we all know, Whiplash Talks was started back when, I was dealing with the loss of my mother and the passing of Bill, my friend, and just trying to figure out what the freak just happened in my life and what is this ascension thing and how come Christianity is all a big spoof and what is my foundation and left was right and up was down and black was white and what do you mean about these families that have been using me as a farm animal and what do you mean I'm under some kind of in a jello bowl and that there's aliens around? I mean, this show was started out of some major whiplash for me. I just did not know which way to go, but I had always had that source center in me to where I had always been led by peace. And so I really sensed that I was supposed to start the show, and so I did. And I just did it in blind faith, super raw at the time. If you go back and listen to the first shows, I haven't even listened to them because it's probably, I don't know. They're raw, really raw. And I always promised you guys that I would be incredibly honest and transparent and real. And so I've got some stuff going on right now. It kind of aligns with the timeline stuff that we have going on with Q, but also with the homesteading stuff. So I'm fighting some financial situations going on. Everybody has challenges. I'm just going to be real with this one. A year ago in June of 23, my current mortgage payment was $1,350, so $1,350. The mortgage company that based the purchase of my house had based it off of the land value and not the finished home value. And so I got a rude awakening that my escrow was going to be short. So they upped my payment, the mortgage company upped my payment to make sure that I was going to have enough to put in escrow. And then shortly after that increase in my area of the country, there were a lot of manipulated weather patterns that caused a lot of storm damage in the area that I'm in. And the Oklahoma, I guess you guys know where I'm at now, state commissioner decided to state insurance approved a 25% rate increase. And so not only did the mortgage company misrepresent, knowing, being a home builder, knowing that they needed to, you know, represent it with a finished house on it, they did it with the taxes from the year before when the land was not developed. Not only did they do that, but the insurance went up 25% in this area. And so from June of 23 at $1,350, the current mortgage payment now in December of 2024 is $1,889. Didn't take a lot of rocket science to figure out that that's a $540 increase in my mortgage payment. That doesn't have anything to do with my interest rate. My interest rate is not changing. It's locked in. It's not an interest rate thing. It's things having to do with insurance companies and having to do with land value, not having the house value added to it. So I took a new position in the end of January of this year. That was a little more, just barely more than half of what I was making when I bought this house. So compound all of that together, I'm basically making half of what I was making, and my house payment has gone up $500 a month. And we all know on the show that I talk about how frustrating it is that big pharma, you know, big this, big that, big insurance, wags the dog, if you know what I mean. So just sharing with you the battle that I'm in and what I'm working on and how I'm trying to rebalance my budget to be able to handle this increase. And really looking forward to being able to get my homestead taken care of. My challenge is where I go to get my deed, the original deed for this homestead area is not in the city I live in. And it's very difficult for me to get away from work on a Monday through Friday, 8-to-5 situation. So that is one thing I'm dealing with. I'm just putting it out there so that way people don't think that people on the radio are all cleaned up and all their scales are cleaned off and they smell good. They don't smell fishy and that everything works together for them and everything is fine. We battle and challenge things too. So that's kind of where Sunshine is at right now. Glass half full. I have complete and total faith that it's all going to work out. It's all going to be just fine. So we were talking about, it was pretty interesting. Q was talking about with, I cannot remember her name. It just went blank, but they were talking about biodynamic gardening and growing things and about how it's so important to, you know your food, know where your food comes from and growing your own food if you can. And even when I lived in places where it was hard to grow vegetables or fruit, Alaska, mountains of Colorado, things like that, I still always tried to have like a potted tomato plant, just tried to grow something that was my own, something to eat. But now I actually do, I mentioned before on another show, earlier show, that I do electroculture gardening. And so I work with that to where that actually uses the atmospheric electricity to promote plant growth and increase crop yields. And it also can work to deter pests. But we've always talked about how good grounding is for us as the physical beings and actually for us as source as well, but how us for us to be grounded, you know, walk around barefoot in your yard or get out and play in the dirt, you know, get your hands in the dirt and get that energy from the soil, but also from the air. And that also can go into the vegetables or the herbs that you are growing. I also am one of those people that believes in talking to your plants, like Q was saying earlier, you know, talk to them, you know, ask them what they need. Maybe they don't like getting that cold water. Maybe they want their water to be warmed up a little bit. And, you know, if you're in an area to where currently the water purveyor is putting chlorine and fluoride in the water, you know, maybe you could start filling up jugs of water and letting them sit for a while. So at least the chlorine can evaporate and you're giving them warmer water without the chlorine. There's always ways to work around some things to get better water for your vegetables and your trees and your shrubs if you're in a city situation. So I really enjoy getting out and getting my hands in the dirt. And when it's going into the winter season here where I'm at. And so I've ordered some tulips to plant under my front tree in the front yard and to plant under a tree that I have in the backyard. And normally with the weather patterns, I should have already had these planted, but we had such a warm fall that I didn't want to put them out. It was too warm. So I'm really looking forward to getting out in the cooler weather tomorrow to plant 60 tulips tomorrow. And I'm just looking forward to getting my hands in the dirt and just checking out from the world and just enjoying being out in nature and just listening to the birds and feeling the breeze and maybe getting a little cold and enjoying that temperature change. So that's just kind of where I'm at, what I'm doing. And that way I'll be looking forward to spring whenever those tulips decide to spring up and blossom. It'll be so beautiful and something new, you know, in the garden to enjoy. I wanted to say, It's really interesting. This last week has been, I can't really share a lot of what's going on with my work, but the energies that I am encountering may be different than y'all, but the energies that I'm encountering are incredibly intense right now. And I haven't looked at the Schumann, so I don't know what's going on there, but I find that I can fall asleep, but then I'm awake at 12, and then I'm not able to go back to sleep until 4:30 or 5, and that's basically when the alarm's going to be going off. And so it was a really exhausting week for me physically because I wasn't getting the rest for the physical body. And for me personally, I tend to, the emotions will run a little more higher because I'm vulnerable. And if this is happening for others, we're getting close to the holidays, and sometimes the holidays are very special for some, and sometimes they're painful for others. And I just want to encourage you that if your emotions are running a little raw, don't forget to use your commands. Don't forget to command your spirit to remove anything that is not authentic in you. Almost immediately after I get the first one out, even if the tears are running down my face, almost immediately I feel a release and I feel power and I feel that I'm taking back and taking back control. So again, just giving you the transparent side of me, I'm so far from perfect in this natural realm on my way to ascension, but I am so, so grateful for the commands that we've been given from Q, and even I've received one from a friend today from Mike, and to just be in tune to those around you that intend only good things. They intend only for your best good. And use your commands. And sometimes when you run out the door and you didn't get them done in the morning, do them while you're driving. It may not be your best focus time, but your words still have power. And in source in you is still there. So always try to lean on those commands whenever you're hitting those challenging times. And one of the commands that Q gave us that I've really been leaning on recently, without sharing too much of what's going on, is, I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me. And also I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone stopping me from having all of me. So I am being really honest with you guys. It has been a rough couple of months. And even though I am still in awe and so humbled to be invited to join Q and Mermaid on Being Inspired with Q, and having that connection and having that rapport, I want you guys to understand that sometimes you just have to step out in faith in who you are and who source is in you and walk that walk, even though you're going through it. Because if you wait for things to be perfect, you'll never make the move. You'll never step out to become who you are. You'll never step out to accomplish what you came here to accomplish. I still don't know why I agreed to come here. I don't know what, I always laugh and call it my superpower. I don't know what my superpower is. What is my superpower? Why did I come here for this time, this season, this purpose? I don't know.
I do know I was supposed to start a radio program. I know that. I do know that there are people that I'm meeting through the course that I did with Lucia Nicola Evans. There are people that I met in that course that are all over the world that are kindred spirits with me. I just feel it, and they feel it too. And those people will, who knows, we may have been acquaintances, we may be family members, we may be connected for multiple thousands of years. But for right now, all I personally know is there's a kindred spirit there that I sense, and that and I know that I am on the right path. You can be on the right path and still take a wrong step, but I encourage everyone to give yourself much grace. They didn't give us a owner's manual when we got down here and we lost all memory of who we were and what we were down here for. There wasn't an owner's manual in the back pocket of our jeans telling us, oh, this is who you are, and this is what you're supposed to do, and this is what you're supposed to accomplish, and this is where you're supposed to live, and this is who you're supposed to marry or be in a relationship with, and this is how many children you're supposed to have or you're not supposed to have children. And there's no instruction manual. And if you were raised as a Christian, you thought your instruction manual was the Bible. And then now that's all been blown to hell. Let's just throw it out there. So there's no instruction manual for someone that, like me, that was raised in the Christian church or the Catholic church or whatever, and raised that that was what your whole foundation, your life was built around. And so I just am wanting you guys to understand, if you have doubts or if you're frustrated because you don't know what your next step is or where you're supposed to live or how you're supposed to get there or what your highest and best purpose is, it's okay. Just keep pressing in. Keep pressing in, because you just have to, what is it? Put one foot in front of the other. You know that Christmas song, you know, just keep putting one foot in front of the other and walking it out. We used to say, when I was a Christian, we used to say in the church that if you just stop, it is so hard for, you know, God or Jesus or whomever to guide you and steer you, because if you stop on a bicycle, it's impossible to steer someone, because if you turn the handlebars, you fall over. But if the bicycle is rolling, it is so easy to just put just a little pressure to make a course correction, and then you keep rolling and going. So that's true in life. Even if you are rolling and going, and maybe you're making a step to the left when you should have made a step to the right, it's a lot easier to hear source and make that course correction than if you're just stopped cold. So today, I really just wanted to talk about where I'm at, where I'm going. Life is a challenge for me right now. I do have my new kitten. Her name, she's earned her name. Her name is officially Edwina Scissorpaws, and she channels her inner piranha like a master. So if that tells you anything, I have a new kitten that is very active, very funny, very intuitive. She's really smart, but she is a master with her paws, claws, and teeth. And me and my older cat are getting the brunt of her learning how to grow into her nose and not be so aggressive, and you know, still be playful, but you know, not, you know, cause an amputation of a finger when she bites down. So it's been funny. So I call her Edwina. or I call her Eddie, or I call her Winnie Pooh, or Winnie Winnie, or all those different names. Sometimes I call her Fuegonista because she's like fire. She is just a little firecracker. And so she's brought a lot of laughter and joy into the house, and that's been a lot of fun. I'm not sure my older cat thinks it's as fun as me, but he's coming along. They're playmates now, and every once in a while you hear a rawr, you know, kind of thing, like, oh, somebody bit too hard. But we're getting there, and that's been a lot of fun. Work, like I said, we've got some pretty serious challenges there that we're working through and walking out that I really cannot talk about on the air, just trust me, I just can't talk about it. But there are some good things we're doing there that I believe will help the community. And so it's nice to have a vision and purpose and to help, even in a small way, in humanitarian ways, but even in a small way without them even knowing, you know, what's going on or how it's being brought about. I have had a really tough time. I guess I would have to say basically the last 2 weeks, but I noticed this week for sure. Since I was tired, I'm a little more vulnerable, like I said, emotionally. And so I've had some times where I am just, the tears are rolling, and I don't think it's the holidays. I think it's more that I'm just tired and, you know, you want that someone to talk to or whatever. I will say this, though, which is kind of interesting. Last Christmas was really the Christmas when I had the full realization that it was all fake. And I don't know, there's a book out called The Five Love Languages, and my love language is gifts, which it's hard for me to tell everybody that, because a lot of people think, well, that just means that you're materialistic and that, you know, you just want gifts. And it's like, that's not it at all. If you have a gift love language person in your life, here, let me help you. The gift's love language is not the gift. It's the thought behind the gift. It's finding the perfect gift for that person. And so I used to always joke with my friends that it's not, you know, wanting the latest this or the greatest that, or the most expensive this or the most outrageous, wonderful that. Most of my friends know that from back in my early 20s, I have always really liked Evian water. And so a nice cold liter bottle of Evian water in the middle of summertime from a friend is like the best gift ever, because one, they know me, and two, they know that's the best gift for me. So even though inflation has even hit Evian and it's, you know, a quite expensive bottle of water, it still says to me that person knew to drop by a particular place that sells them, that keeps them super cold and brings them to me on a hot day, or, hey, I was thinking about you, here's your favorite bottle of water. That is what the love language gifts is all about. So for Christmas, that was my time to shine. That was my holiday, because, you know, it's, you know, all year long you're looking for that perfect gift for the people on your list. And it wasn't about it, you know, when you're raised as a Christian, it's like you shouldn't be focusing on the gifts. It should be focusing on Christ. And you know, it's evil if you focus on, you know, the gifts, and it's so commercialized. And so you're kind of caught in that dynamic. And, but you want to give the right gift. You want to find the right thing, and it's not the value of it. It's just what just speaks to you. This is the right thing for this person.
Well, now it's, I'm finding, I think I'm grieving Christmas, the season. Because last year was when it really came to fruition that I was like, it's all a lie. It's all whatever. But I still had, my mother had passed, but I still had Bill. And so we still did Christmas together, and he knew that I was struggling a little bit because first Christmas without your mom, that's kind of tough. So we had a special Christmas, but it's weird how you realize that all the decorations, even the decorations that you enjoyed, are kind of false. So this year, and I have a t-shirt. In fact, I even have it on today. It says my favorite color is Christmas lights because I love Christmas lights. I love it when the lights are out and everything's lit up and it's so bright and cheery and beautiful. To me, it is. And so I'm like, huh, well, that's kind of interesting. That is really, I think, what I enjoy the most about the holiday on the physical side of it, but then what I sense on the energetic side of it is people tend to be more tender. The energy that I pick up on, some people get stressed over it and stuff like that because of the pressure from media to buy this, buy that, buy bigger, buy faster, buy better, buy more expensive. But overall, usually in the grand scheme of things, people are more giving, more loving towards others, towards strangers. And that is something that I really liked about the Christmas season as well. So now, it was funny, last season when Bill was still here, I told him that I didn't really know what to do about, you know, decorating a tree because, you know, it's really not a Christmas tree and, you know, it's really kind of a joke. And he goes, that doesn't mean, because he knew how much I like the lights. He goes, that doesn't mean you can't still enjoy the lights. Just do a winter tree and then do a spring tree and then do a summer tree and then do a whatever tree. Because he knows that I like to leave the tree up all year long. Anyway, I'm confessing, I like to leave the tree up all year long just because I like the lights. I would come home from work and I would just turn those lights on. And that's how I would just kind of simmer down and enjoy the evening. And then it was really cute. He said, besides, if you don't leave the tree up, how will you see the lights to find your house when you're coming home? Because he would always, when he would be here, he lived in a different state. When he would be here and he would get here before I would make it home from work, he would always make sure he turned the tree on so that way, you know, I could find the house. And I thought that was really funny. So we had some fun times. But I don't know where you guys are. Where are you on this Christmas thing? I mean, wow, everything is so bizarre. How everything that we grew up being groomed to believe is not real. So, I mean, even focusing on, you know, people, let's change it a little bit. People that have served in the military or all in the military, when it all comes out, what is going on and all that has happened and these men and women that gave of their lives to serve our country, some of which gave ultimately, and then the family members that possibly lost their loved ones. How are we going to help these people when the truth comes out? Because as Q says, it's coming out. And how are we going to help these families that have, you know, lost their children that are holding on to hope? And not to say that that child isn't still out there somewhere, but how are we going to help the ones that are holding out and that possibly do find out that their children were caught in this child trafficking ring and that the people that they voted for and believed in and put their trust in, we're driving this whole thing. So it's kind of a reflective show for me, and I don't want to be a downer. So let's focus on a couple of positive things that we can talk about. Last 2 weeks, when we were on together, I was really encouraging everyone. How are you going to better you so that you can be there for that person when their world crumbles around their ears? Maybe you've had years to get ready for this, but maybe they haven't had a day and it all hits home like a ton of bricks. How are we going to help those people? Because we're down here for a reason. We're down here to help. And so I encourage you, just start asking Source in you, how am I to help others? How am I to prepare myself to be light? Because darkness is coming, or perceived, let me put it this way, perceived darkness is coming for a lot of people are going to perceive it as so bad, when really we have to go through this to get to the so good that is on the other side. And we want to take as many of these people with us as we can. And, you know, it's going to be tough if you were following the wrong political party, or you were following the wrong person, or possibly even the person that you think is good may be good, but may turn bad. Who knows? I don't know. But we do know child trafficking is coming out. We do know the stuff that's going on in Guantanamo Bay is coming out. We do know that the Epstein list is getting released. We do know that the P. Diddy list is getting released. We do know that the adrenochrome factories are being shut down. We do know that children are being saved. And please, please, please let it be that evil has been wiped from their minds, because, dear God, please, please save those children. I just want everybody to be prepared, because this is a very big, big red pill for people to swallow. And we've all had time, and they have not. So I've got about 15 minutes left, and I want to tell you again, super excited, my December 21st show, I'm going to have Lucia and Margie on. Margie's a surfer, by the way, so that's pretty cool. I think you guys will enjoy getting to know her. I got to know both of them on the Living Empowered course that I did with several other ladies from all around the world. So many unique, different people, and really all focusing on how we could better ourselves, going within kind of to work on us, so that way we can step outside of ourselves and help others. So I'm encouraging you to do the same. You could go to Lucia's website if that's a course you're interested in taking. I strongly encourage you to look at it if it's something that is within your means to do and you feel peace about doing it. I would say jump in. It's worth working on yourself. I am in the process of, we talked about it a little bit today on homesteading. I heard somebody bring it up and Q had a really great answer. Where I'm at is basically all Native American lands. And so I've been having a little bit of a challenge about, I don't really feel comfortable going in and getting my 160 acres through homesteading, because I really believe it should go back to the Native American family that had that land, or the Native American entity that had that land. But Q answered it really well, that, you know, we can hold it and sit on it. We would never, ever, you know, evict anybody off of it. I sure wouldn't. But
if I hand it over to the entity that owned it back when the land was divided or deeded, then what would happen? And am I in my highest and best place? Probably not. But I know I'm supposed to be here right now. So I encourage you to just tap in, listen to that show today if you didn't catch it. It was really good, and it just talked about, you know, maybe you go ahead and move forward, and he was talking to Aloha, and maybe you go ahead and move forward and proceed with the alloidal title and do the work, but then, you know, you don't keep people from staying where they already live. You don't kick them off the property or out of the condos or out of the apartments. So that was a really good point that came out that I'm thinking probably other people were thinking as well. If you live in a subdivision or you live in an area where there would be more people affected than just you, it was a really good answer. I am thinking I've got about 15 minutes, and if okay with you guys, I think I'm going to leave a little bit early. I want to go get a glass of water and kind of get polished up and ready to go for being inspired with Q. So, BBS, if you'll let me know if you guys have me and if there's a possibility for me to end a little early, that would be great. And then I will be back to talk to you guys on the other side with Being Inspired with Q. I encourage you guys to live outside of yourselves during this season. Look at people around you and watch their countenance. This can be a really odd season for people that don't have family at all. It can be a very sad time for them. And people are hustling and bustling right past them so quickly that they feel like they're not even noticed. I remember one Christmas, I was staying here. I wasn't going to my parents' place. And so I was by myself at Christmas. And I went to a filling station. I won't say what type of station. I went to a filling station, a convenience store that I pulled up. And in front of me was a gentleman sitting on the grass with his back up against the building. And it was cold outside, and you could tell he hadn't had a shower for a long time, and his eye contact was down at the ground. And I got out of my car, and I started to walk by, and I looked down, and I smiled at him, and this was back when I believed in Christmas. And I looked down at him, and I'm like, Merry Christmas. And his eyes looked up, and he just lit up, and he smiled, and he didn't have any teeth, and it was the sweetest, most beautiful smile, and his eyes just twinkled. And he said, thank you. And then as he said, Merry Christmas to you too. And when I was walking off, he yelled back at me, and he goes, thank you. Thank you for noticing me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it was just like a knife through the heart, because how many people go through life down here that have been dealt rough cards and they're down on their luck and they don't even feel like anybody notices them? So while you're out there doing your Christmas shopping or doing whatever you want to do for this season, maybe when you're at the C-store, or maybe when you're filling up your car with gas, maybe you buy a hot cup of coffee and some donut holes for the person that's sitting outside, and just wish them a Merry Christmas or wish them a happy day or a grand rising to them. And okay, so I love you guys, and I am going to sign off a little early, and I will see you guys back in at the top of the hour. And it sounds like Mermaid's going to join us, and it sounds like she has a full agenda. So I am so excited to go to the next show.
Thank you so much for joining me. I really, really appreciate and love each and every one of you. And I am excited for 2 weeks when Lucia and Margie will join me on Whiplash Talk. And we will have some wonderful things to share with you. Love, love, love each and every one of you. Go have a great rest of your day and come back at 3 o'clock and we'll be with Q and Mermaid. Love you all. Bye.